Hi, I'm Aelith Braithwaite. I play harp with Scran.
Right, hello, I'm Daniel Cross and I play the guitar in Scran.
I'm Dr. Chloe Woolley and I'm Manx Music Development Officer for Culture Annan.
So, very exciting news has come to light this week that the Manx Youth Supergroup, which is such a great name for a group in the first place, Scran, are going to be playing at the Royal Albert Hall. I mean, this is such an incredible opportunity for these fabulous musicians. I've got two of them in the studio with me, Aelith and Daniel. Aelith, this is quite the excitement. I mean, how did you first hear about this?
We applied for the sort of role when we played in Birmingham last month? In July. And we got the message from Chloe a few days ago, and I was so excited, I actually could not stop smiling.
And Daniel, I mean, this is part of a prestigious event in itself, isn't it? Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, the whole Music for Youth hold a range of events. They've had the National Festival in July, and we were honoured to play as a part of that at the showcase. And then the Youth Proms sort of comes after that, and that's sort of a huge array of these people that played at the National Festival from all across the UK and obviously the Isle of Man this year as well, all coming together in London for two nights of spectacular music.
That was very well said. And you say, you know, the Isle of Man this time. It's the first time I think the Isle of Man's been included, isn't it? No? Oh, see, Dr. Chloe Woolley, who's also in the studio, you're shaking your head there. It's not the first time.
Interestingly, it's the last time there was a Manx band in it was 30 years ago, exactly, this year. 1995, Petch and Vannon from Ramsey Grammar School were in the same youth proms in Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, wow, what an experience. And I'm guessing it was a wonderful thing for them and no doubt inspired them. I mean, are any of those musicians still playing music now?
Well, I think we've all heard of Katie Lawrence, haven't we? So she was one of the members that went. So it's a huge deal back then. I remember, I think I was at university and the Isle of Man was so proud. So, 1995, and here we are in 2025. Doing it all again.
And what an incredible venue to play. I mean, just magical, isn't it? What a space. Aelith, obviously we've got you and Daniel here. You're not the only two members of the group. How many are in Scran?
There are seven of us currently, including two harps, a fiddle, guitar, keyboard, cajon, singer, same person, and another fiddle. But he doesn't always play with us.
And tell us a little bit about the music that you play.
We try to keep traditional folk roots. Most of our sets and tunes are from the Isle of Man, but we do have a few from Ireland coming in. And we like to try and keep them lively, upbeat and sort of energised.
So how have you chosen the songs or the tunes that you're going to be playing, Daniel?
Well, we do have a couple of sets, you know, collections of tunes that we like to think is our flagship sets. So we have a set of jigs from the Isle of Man, a set of reels from the Isle of Man, one of which is original, written by our fiddle player Frank. And then we have a song in Manx that we like to sing as well. And I believe we were asked to play the jig set and the reel set at the Albert Hall, both of which we played in Birmingham.
Oh, fantastic. Chloe, then this is the thing, you know, we're hearing from Aelith and Daniel here about their set and the relating to Manx, the Manx tunes, the Manx language. This is a wonderful moment of exposure for the Isle of Man, isn't it?
It definitely is. So with those two sets, because it had to be reduced for this concert, David Kilgallen's the mentor for the band. We're going to make sure that this Manx Gaelic is included. So I know that there'll be a Manx song included in that. Especially with next year being Year of the Manx Language, it's like a great promotional tool. And we'll definitely encourage any Manxies in London to come along and listen. Maybe have a little chat afterwards in Gaelic.
And tell us a little bit about Scran, the group themselves, how it started.
Well, Scran have been going, I think it must be 12 years now. So these are not the original members. we started as an outreach from the Bree Manx Youth Movement. So that's a monthly session that I run for young musicians aged 10 to 18. And so we took some of those who were outgrowing the easier tunes and put them together as a group. And it was first mentored by Paul Rogers, who used to play with Strengen. And then Kaz Doherty, she looked after them for a few years. And it's like a rolling membership in some ways. We have people who come and go most of them went off to university to study music. So we've had Owen Williams, Jack McLean, Mira Royal, Isla Collister. They've all been members of Scran over the years. And we've had recording projects. There was two albums have come out, and maybe this this lot now, they've definitely got enough material for a new album, haven't you? So yeah, we'll be looking towards doing that before you all head off and leave us again off to university. But it's a rolling membership, so we're always looking for new people to join.
So what are your two plans for the future then, Aelith? What do you want to do with your music?
I would quite like to go to uni to do music, and then I'd like to become a primary school teacher, also teaching music in primary schools to try and keep tradition and the joy of actually performing alive.
And that, do you know what, you've just absolutely nailed it there, because that's so important. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it, for young people to get involved in music, because it creates friendships, it gives you something to look forward to for the future. I mean, what has it done for you as a young performer?
Well, after coming to the Isle of Man, it's definitely opened up my social circles. I came from Scotland 3 years ago, and when I joined Scran, I didn't really know anyone here. And now I feel like I have such a good group of friends that I can fall back on. And it's opened up so many opportunities for me to perform. Just last year, we went to Lorient to play, and now the Royal Albert Hall.
Not bad, is it, Daniel? What about you? What have you achieved through being in Scran?
Well, Scran is just such an amazing thing. I am still the newest member of Scran. I've been there for a couple of years, and I walked into what was a fairly tight circle and I clicked instantly. There's some of the greatest people that I've ever met, and my confidence has been boosted. My skills as a guitarist have improved drastically, and I think it's basically sealed the deal that I want to do music for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's wonderful. And do you think you'll carry on in the kind of trad vein? Because obviously guitar opens up a whole world of opportunities for you, doesn't it?
Trad is almost certainly something I'm going to carry on. Possibly as a professional career, possibly not. We'll see how it goes, but it's always going to be a part of my life. And don't be surprised if you see me in a session in years to come.
Love that. The confidence, Chloe, is just oozing out of them. And as a musician yourself, you know what it can do for you as a human being, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think that all that you mentioned, the element of performance, and that's what it's all about as well. Having the opportunity while you're young to take up an instrument, and we're lucky over here in the Isle of Man that everyone has that opportunity, the really good music service. So at Culture Van, and we try to foster that, and particularly obviously through the avenue of Manx culture and Manx music and song and dance. So Scran, I think it builds confidence in younger ones as well. They can see what can be achieved and how much fun they're having with Manx music. And you get to travel the world and play in infamous places.
And it makes you feel connected a bit more to your island home as well, I think, doesn't it?
I feel so, yes. Yeah, the Isle of Man has got that special pull. And having our own language and music tradition and dance tradition is very, very special. And I think that came across in Birmingham, because Scran were part of a Roots and Rhythms showcase. So they were playing next to an Indian ensemble. There was a Japanese taiko. There was a couple of English folk groups. And they were apparently, Scran were the talking point afterwards. There were lots of comments, and that's what they said when they phoned from Music for Youth to say that everyone was absolutely blown away by this Manx music they'd never heard of before.
Oh, you and must be so proud of them.
They really did us proud, did the island proud.
And, you know, as we mentioned, you are not the only group, obviously, we know that are going to be playing at the Royal Albert Hall for the Music Youth Proms. There's something like, is it 1,200 other artists that are going to be there?
That's right, yes. Yeah, so there's orchestras, choirs from all over the UK and the Isle of Man. And I haven't told them yet, but you're all going to be part of a premiere piece of music by Aileen Sweeney, who's quite a well-known composer from Scotland.
Oh,
yes,
that's nice.
Yes. She teaches at the Conservatoire in Scotland. And she's written this piece that's been commissioned especially for the Music for Youth, and it's called Causeway. And it's inspired by the legends behind the Giant's Causeway. So it's Celtic, so it will definitely fit the bill. And it's got lyrics by the poet Iona Lee, who's very well known in Scotland as well. So that's very exciting that you're going to be part of that premiere performance.
Oh, and again, tying together the Celtic nations, which is just, that's part of what we love about our music here. It just, everyone sort of linked together, aren't they? And I should say as well that obviously it's an expensive thing to get the group off Ireland, and there's accommodation and travel that needs paying for. And you are inviting people to help support, aren't you?
We are, yes. Unfortunately, Culture Vannon can't stretch the budget enough for this particular project. So we are seeking sponsorship. If there's any businesses out there that would like to help out, or individuals to help the band and entourage, because they'll need chaperones to come with them as well, to go to London, and then get in touch with me at Culture Vannon, which is manxmusic@culturevannon.im.
Well, we're very excited about it. It's not till November, but I'm sure you're excited from now. I mean, what are you most looking forward to, Daniel?
All of it, on absolutely every single little bit. I cannot wait.
You're fizzing, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Quite right too. Aelith, what are you looking forward to about the trip?
Well, other than the performing aspect, I'm really, really looking forward to meeting everyone there from different cultures, different backgrounds, and just seeing how they've gotten to be where they are now.
Well, I have to say, from just speaking to you both for just a few minutes, you're clearly going to be excellent ambassadors for our island, our music and our culture. So thank you so much. And we wish you all the very best. Will you keep us posted on how it goes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Lovely to meet you all. Jen Demai, Ian Desak, have a fabulous time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.